Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Lee Elia. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Gosger. Batting third. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Roger Ripos. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Danny Cater. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Larry Stahl. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting eighth. The catcher, Phil Roof. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Stafford. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Bill Stafford. And now, play ball. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a pop-up towards first. Ripos settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Roof and he is safe. Buford steals second. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw takes first base on ball four. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a pop-up towards short. Campaneris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Buford tags and scores. McGraw tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roger Ripos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hershberger. The throw from Romano and he is safe. Hershberger steals second. Roger Ripos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripos is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia strikes out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Agee. The throw from Roof and he is out, Campanera applying the tag. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Stafford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stafford hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 1 in the game. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Horlan covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cater fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hershberger takes first base on ball 4. Roger Repos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Repos is 0 for 1 in the game. Repos hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 1 in the game. Cater hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia is 0 for 1 in the game. Elia hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cater fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0 for 1 in the game. Horlan bunts in front of the plate. Roof fields it and throws to first for the out. Berry moves to second. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Agee hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gosger who is chasing the ball. Agee reaches third base with a triple. Berry scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stafford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl is 0 for 1 in the game. Stahl strikes out. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0 for 1 in the game. Roof hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Bill Stafford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stafford is 0 for 1 in the game. Stafford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Romano hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Roof settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 2 in the game. Campaneris strikes out. One out. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 2 in the game. Gosger hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hershberger hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 2 in the game. Adair hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Roof settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia is 0 for 2 in the game. Elia hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gosger. Elia reaches second base with a double. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Berry hits a fly ball into left field. Stahl settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0 for 1 in the game. Horlan hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Stahl settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Roger Repose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Repose is 0 for 2 in the game. Repose hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Horlan, and towards Elia, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 2 in the game. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl is 0 for 2 in the game. Stahl hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Horlan covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Sanders now pitching. Ron Stone now playing left field. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Agee hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gosger. Agee reaches second base with a double. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Agee. The throw from Roof and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Agee scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, White Sox. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McCraw takes first base on ball 4. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Green hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Roof takes first base on ball 4. Ossie Chavarria pinch runs for Phil Roof. Ron Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chavarria moves to second. Bob Locker now pitching. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 3 in the game. Campaneris takes first base on ball 4. Chavarria moves to third. Stone moves to second. Ken Harrelson pinch hits for Jim Gosger. Juan Pizarro now pitching. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hershberger hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Stone now playing center field. Aussie Chavarria now playing left field. Ken Suarez now catching. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 3 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Elia hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cater fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cater fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Roger Ripos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripos is 0 for 3 in the game. Ripos hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 3 in the game. Cater takes first base on ball 4. Ed Charles pinch hits for Ken Sanders. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Romano for a passed ball. Cater moves to second. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Kansas City Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.